That's the unmistakable sound of American V8 muscle that revs the hearts of the young and old alike. For a lot of Americans, that thrill is new, and the introduction came with the recent film Ford vs. Ferrari.
You're gonna build the car to beat Ferrari with a Ford.
Correct.
But for others, the love of high-performance supercars has been part of their lives since their first memory.
Cars racing was my passion since I was super young.
That's Scott Allman, one of the design engineers on the Ford GT project.
I was a Ford GT chassis design and vehicle dynamics development engineer.
This is the story of the second time Ford challenged Ferrari, building the Ford GT for the celebration of the 100th anniversary of Ford in 2003. And they had to get it done on time.
The Ford Centennial in June of 2003 was our race day.
Coming soon on Our American Stories, hear the story of how a select team of Ford engineers designed and delivered the Ford GT under huge pressures and under a very tight time schedule.
Normally, this would be at least 36 months or 3 years, and for us it was 14 months.
Hear about the early tests from Mark McGowan, the first man to drive the Ford GT.
Right out of the box, this car was an eye-opener, and within the first day we knew that this car is going to be really good.
But this program wasn't without its bumps in the road.
When they punctured the right side tires, the spikes actually went through the tires and into the wheel and actually punctured the wheel.
It damaged the car. It shoved that frame like back huge, like 3 inches.
But in the end, they beat Ferrari again.
First place, Ford GT. It wasn't even a contest.
And if we had wanted to make this a real challenge, we would have had to go way up the supercar price ladder.
GT narrowly edged the Ferrari in the lane change and track lapping test.
2 second per lap advantage over Ferrari.
Far more downforce than the Ferrari Modena.
Much easier to drive hard than the Ferrari 360.
Return of the Ferrari Slayer.
Ford versus Ferrari 2, coming soon to Our American Stories.